Okay, so are you ready to dive into this DeepSeek thing?
Absolutely. I've been looking forward to this one.
Yeah, this Chinese AI startup, everyone's been talking about them.
They're certainly shaking things up.
Yeah, and I think, we've got a whole bunch of articles here,
Ah.
kind of from all over the place.
I've got some tech stuff, some financial analysis.
Yeah, we've even got some philosophical takes on AI design.
Oh, wow.
So I think, our goal here is to really figure out what's the big deal with DeepSeek.
Yeah, what makes them different? Are they just hype or is there something really special going on here?
Right. And what does it all mean for the future of AI? Like,
Exactly, the big picture.
yeah, is this a game changer?
Yeah, because, they've been making headlines, but we need to sort of cut through the noise and see what's really going on.
Exactly. And I think it's fascinating too, because they've kind of come out of nowhere.
It's true, they burst onto the scene seemingly overnight.
Yeah, founded in May 2023 by this guy, Liang Wenfeng.
Yeah, I've been trying to find information on him. He's a bit of a mystery man.
Yeah, real kind of shadowy figure almost.
Yeah, but from what I can gather, he was a hedge fund whiz.
Really?
Yeah, and then just decided to jump into the AI world.
Wow, that's quite a career change.
It is, but it seems like he's using his financial success to fuel DeepSeek's ambitions.
Interesting. And they're funded solely by his hedge fund, right?
That's right, Highflyer. So they have a lot of freedom to operate without the pressure of venture capitalists breathing down their necks.
So no need to chase quick profits, they can really focus on long-term vision.
Exactly. And that seems to be reflected in their approach to AI development. They're not cutting corners, they're investing in deep research and taking risks.
And they've assembled this incredible team too, right?
Oh, yeah, some of the brightest minds in AI, young, hungry researchers, mostly from China's top universities.
Yeah, I read somewhere that they were like the Avengers of AI.
I like that a team of superheroes assembled to revolutionize the world with artificial intelligence.
But they're not just about hype. They're producing tangible results.
Oh, absolutely. And that's what's really turning heads in Silicon Valley.
Yeah, in less than 2 years, they've become major players in the AI field.
It's remarkable how quickly they've risen to prominence.
And what's really impressive is they're not just copying what others are doing, they're innovating.
They're pushing the boundaries of what's possible with AI.
And they're doing it with this incredible efficiency.
Yes, their focus on efficiency is one of their defining characteristics.
I remember reading about their DeepSeek V3 model.
Oh, yes, that's their flagship model.
671 billion parameters.
Yeah.
Top performance on all these benchmarks.
And the crazy thing is, they trained it for a fraction of what companies like Meta spent on their models.
It's mind-boggling how they managed to achieve such incredible results with limited resources.
Well, they've got some very clever tricks up their sleeves.
Okay, spill the beans. What's their secret sauce?
Well, for one, they're masters of reinforcement learning.
Ah, so they're letting their models learn through trial and error rather than just feeding them massive data sets.
Exactly. It's like they're training their AIs to think for themselves.
That's fascinating. So it's not just brute force computation, it's about developing intelligent systems that can learn and adapt.
Precisely. And that leads to much more efficient use of resources.
And they've also developed this innovative architecture called Mixture of Experts, or MoE.
Ah, yes, MoE. This is another key to their efficiency.
So how'd that work?
Well, imagine you have a team of specialists, each one an expert in a particular area.
Okay, I'm following.
Instead of having all of them work on every single task, you only call on the experts whose skills are relevant to the specific problem at hand.
Ah, so it's like a divide and conquer approach. You're only using the computational power you actually need for each task.
Exactly. That's MoE in a nutshell. It's incredibly smart and incredibly cost-effective.
No wonder they're achieving such remarkable results with limited resources.
It's a testament to their ingenuity and their outside-the-box thinking.
And this focus on efficiency is having a ripple effect throughout the AI community.
It's forcing everyone to rethink how they approach AI development.
They're showing that you don't need to be a resource-rich tech giant to make significant contributions to AI.
It's a very exciting development.
And then there's the big one, their commitment to open sourcing.
Ah, yes. This is what's really shaking things up.
They're sharing their models and training data with the world.
It's a radical departure from the traditional secrecy that shrouds AI development.
So why are they doing this? What's their motivation?
Well, they believe in democratizing AI, making it accessible to everyone.
That's a bold vision. It's
Yeah.
like they're saying, we're not going to hoard this knowledge. We're going to share it with the world and let everyone benefit.
Exactly. They see AI as a force for good and they want to empower everyone to harness its potential.
It's a very idealistic approach, but it's also incredibly disruptive.
Oh, absolutely. It's turning the AI world upside down.
And it's putting pressure on the established players like OpenAI and Google.
They can't ignore what DeepSeek is doing.
They're being forced to rethink their pricing and their features to stay competitive.
DeepSeek has become a catalyst for change in the AI industry.
It's an exciting time to be following this field. Things are evolving rapidly.
And DeepSeek is at the forefront of that evolution. You know, it's interesting to think about this open source approach because it's not all sunshine and roses, right?
Right.
There are some potential downsides too.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a double-edged sword.
Exactly.
On the one hand, you have this incredible potential for collaboration and innovation.
Yeah, democratizing AI, making these powerful tools available to everyone.
But on the other hand,
you also have the risk of misuse.
Right. Anyone, even those with malicious intent, could potentially access and modify these models.
It's a scary thought.
Yeah, and I mean, think about the possibilities for harm.
Oh, the potential is huge.
Like creating sophisticated phishing scams.
Oh, yeah.
Spreading fake news.
They're fakes.
Generating harmful content.
Even developing autonomous weapons systems.
It's a Pandora's box.
And it's a challenge that the AI community needs to address head on.
Right. How do we balance this incredible potential for good with the very real risks of misuse?
That's a tough question.
No easy answers.
No. But I think the first step is to acknowledge the risks.
Right. We can't just bury our heads in the sand.
We need to have open and honest conversations about the potential downsides of open source AI.
And develop safeguards.
Absolutely. Guidelines, best practices, maybe even regulations.
To mitigate those risks.
It's going to require a collective effort from researchers, developers, policymakers, and the public.
It's a shared responsibility.
To ensure that AI is used ethically and for the benefit of humanity.
Well said. So yeah, DeepSeek is definitely shaking things up.
Oh yeah, they're a disruptor for sure.
And their open source approach is both exciting and a little bit terrifying.
It's a powerful reminder that technology is a tool.
Yeah.
And it can be used for good or for evil.
We need to be mindful of that.
Absolutely. But let's not get too bogged down in the doom and gloom, because DeepSeek is also having a tremendously positive impact on the AI community.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Their arrival has been like a breath of fresh air.
How so?
Well, they've injected this new energy into the field.
I can see that.
Their willingness to share their knowledge and their tools is inspiring a whole new generation of AI researchers and developers.
It's like they've opened up this treasure trove of AI secrets.
And everyone's invited to the party.
I love that analogy.
And this is leading to a surge in innovation.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely. We're seeing new ideas, new approaches, new applications popping up all over the place.
It's like they've unleashed this creative energy that was bottled up before.
Exactly. And it's not just about the technology itself. It's about the spirit of collaboration that DeepSeek is fostering.
Right. It's like they're building a community around AI.
A global community.
Where everyone can contribute.
And learn from each other.
And that's really exciting.
It is. It's a very positive development.
Okay. But we also have to talk about the elephant in the room. The geopolitical context.
Ah, yes, we can't ignore that.
DeepSeek's emergence is happening against this backdrop of intensifying rivalry.
Between the U.S. and China.
Exactly. And it's raising a lot of eyebrows in the West.
People are worried about China's growing technological prowess.
And the potential for that to translate into economic and military power.
It's a legitimate concern.
And it's putting pressure on the U.S. to step up its game in AI research and development.
The U.S. doesn't want to fall behind.
So DeepSeek has become a symbol of this larger competition.
In a way.
A proxy for this battle for technological supremacy.
And how is DeepSeek navigating this tricky geopolitical landscape?
Well, they're trying to walk a fine line.
Yeah.
They're emphasizing their commitment to open source AI and global collaboration.
But they're also facing scrutiny from both sides.
It's a delicate balancing act.
They don't want to be seen as a tool of the Chinese government.
But they also don't want to alienate their Chinese roots.
It's a tough position to be in.
And it's going to be fascinating to see how they handle it in the years to come.
Absolutely.
But let's bring the focus back to the technology itself.
Okay.
Because DeepSeek is making some really groundbreaking advances.
They are.
Especially in the area of reasoning models.
Their R1 model is particularly impressive.
The one we talked about earlier.
Yeah, the mind reader.
It's one of the first AI models to truly expose its chain of thought.
To explain how it arrives at its conclusion.
Which is huge.
It is a major breakthrough in terms of transparency and trust.
It's like we're finally getting a glimpse inside the black box of AI.
And that's essential if we want to build AI systems that we can truly rely on.
But how does this transparency translate into real-world benefits?
Well, for one, it allows us to verify the AI's logic.
To make sure it's not biased or flawed.
Exactly. And it also enables us to teach the AI to think better.
So it's not just about understanding how the AI thinks.
It's about improving its thinking process.
Making it more accurate, more reliable.
Precisely. And it also opens up new possibilities for collaboration between humans and AI.
Because now we can actually have a dialogue with the AI
Understand its rationale.
and work together to solve complex problems.
It's like having a partner, a colleague, with a unique set of skills and insights.
That's a powerful vision for the future of AI.
It is.
But again, we have to be mindful of the potential downsides.
Right.
Open sourcing these powerful reasoning models also introduces new risks.
The potential for misuse is very real.
If these models fall into the wrong hands,
They could be used to develop autonomous weapon systems
or to manipulate public opinion.
or to create sophisticated cyber attacks.
So it's a balancing act.
We need to embrace the potential of open source AI
While also being aware of the risks.
and taking steps to mitigate those risks.
Absolutely.
I think it's really amazing to see how DeepSeek's commitment to open sourcing is playing out in the real world. You know, they've really challenged the way things have always been done in AI development.
Yeah, like that whole idea of keeping everything a secret.
Exactly, the knowledge hoarding. That's been the norm for so long, especially with these big tech companies.
Looks like they've had this monopoly on AI advancements.
Nate, a very exclusive club.
And DeepSeek is like, hey, let's break down these walls and open things up for everyone.
Yeah, let's democratize AI.
And it's causing quite a stir.
Because it's a total game
And
changer.
I mean, I'm seeing this surge of innovation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like developers and researchers from all over the world are suddenly able to access these powerful tools and resources.
It's leveling the playing field and creating this amazing spirit of collaboration.
It's like they've unlocked this hidden potential.
It's pretty inspiring to see.
And I'm especially thinking about the impact on smaller companies and startups.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, in the past, they've really struggled to compete with those big tech giants.
Right, they just haven't had the resources to develop cutting-edge AI.
But now,
Now they have access to the same tools as the big players.
thanks to DeepSeek.
It's like a massive boost for entrepreneurship and innovation.
So it's not just about democratizing AI.
No, it's about democratizing opportunity.
Exactly. And we're seeing this ripple effect across so many different industries.
It's not just limited to the tech world anymore.
We're talking healthcare, finance, education, even art.
It's really remarkable to see how versatile these DeepSeek models are.
And it all goes back to their vision,
Yeah.
you know, making AI accessible to everyone.
It's a powerful vision.
But, of course, we have to be realistic.
Right.
There are potential downsides, too.
We can't ignore those.
I mean, whenever you make powerful technology freely available, there's always the risk of misuse.
Absolutely. It's the flip side of the coin.
And we've talked about the dangers of open source AI.
Deepfakes, misinformation, autonomous weapons.
These are serious
You
concerns.
need to be proactive in addressing them.
So how do we balance the incredible potential of open source AI
Yeah.
with the very real risks?
That's the million-dollar question.
And I don't think there's an easy answer.
No, but I think the key is open dialogue and collaboration.
Between the AI community policymakers and the public,
We need to establish clear guidelines and best practices
maybe even regulations.
to ensure that AI is used responsibly and ethically.
Because ultimately, technology is a tool.
And it can be used for good or for bad.
It all depends on us.
We have to be mindful of the power we're wielding.
Well said. So as we wrap up this deep dive into DeepSeek,
Yeah.
I think it's clear that they're a company that's pushing boundaries.
They're definitely shaking things up.
And they're forcing us to confront some really important questions
About the future of AI.
and about our role in shaping that future.
It's an exciting time to be alive.
It is a little bit scary, but mostly exciting.
I agree.
And I think DeepSeek's story is far from over.
Oh, this is just the beginning.
We'll be watching closely to see what they do next.
You too.
But for now, I think that's a wrap.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a pleasure, as always. And thanks all of you for joining us on this deep dive into DeepSeek.